KCPR, San Luis Obispo, the San Luis Sound.
From your campus radio station, a special Friday night. From KCPR, the special programming finale, an encore presentation of the discography of the Beatles. Every single the Beatles ever released, in order. Also interviews with John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Music that changed the course of popular music. The Beatles and every hit they ever had. In a finale presentation, in a long series of special programming department presentations, the discography of the Beatles is coming up next.
1975 was just 5 years ago, and it's time for the San Luis Obispo High School Class of 75 reunion. It will be held on Saturday evening, July 19th at 5:30 in Trinity Hall. The festivities include a steak barbecue and a dance with music by the Blackberry Ridge Band. The event is $12 per person and open to SLO High School graduates of 75 and their guests. Reservations can be made by mailing checks or money orders to 75 Class Reunion, 1325C, Los Osos Valley Road, San Luis Obispo, 93401. Reservation deadline is June 30th. For information, call Carol Kowalski at 543-8806. For further details on the SLO High School Class of 1975 Reunion.
They were born in Liverpool, all four. Originally, Lennon formed a school group called the Quarrymen and met Paul McCartney while doing it. Now, McCartney, in turn, knew a young fellow named George Harrison. And so it began. Though Ringo Starr was some years away in joining, three-fourths of what was to become, without a doubt, the most wildly popular and influential group in the rock and roll era, were already together. When they left school in 1959, all were keen to continue playing together. Lennon attended the Liverpool College of Art, where he met Stuart Sutcliffe, whom he persuaded to take up bass. Originally called the Silver Beatles, they reverted to the abbreviation The Beatles, and the name stuck. 1960. After playing locally, the group picked up a regular drummer, Pete Best. They toured Scotland, the success moderate, but enough to muster regular engagements in England. They began to invoke a following in the English Northwest, and at about this time, Sutcliffe opted to remain in Liverpool to continue his art education, and Paul McCartney took up bass. In April 1962, Sutcliffe died tragically of a brain hemorrhage. The group returned from an engagement in Hamburg to Liverpool, where a critical event in the evolution of the Beatles took place. Just as Colonel Tom Parker was the elemental force guiding the tremendous career of Elvis Presley, so was local record shop owner Brian Epstein fundamental to the success of this band. It was he who arranged the Beatles' first audition tape for Decca Records. They listened, and they weren't impressed. But they were at EMI, a recording session set for the group, and it was in the summer of 1962 that Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison decided to trade Best, their hardly competent drummer, for Ringo Starr, who they had met during their formative concerts in Hamburg. Everything was set for the session. In September 1962, the Beatles took up a contract with EMI Records. They soon cut their first album, Please Please Me, and released it within England. And what was the very first Beatles single released? It hit the Billboard charts December 15th, 1962. No sensation yet. Love Me Do soared to a respectable number 17 and quietly passed from the top 20. After being there only 2 weeks. It was not until February 1963 that the ball started rolling for what the press was to dub Beatlemania, when the group released a song that went to number 2 on the national charts in England, Please Please Me. About this time in the middle of 1963, more promoters became interested. Interested in particular about expanding the appeal of the group overseas, particularly the United States. Before the bookkeeping was complete, though, the group released two singles more in England. Not one, but both became number one hits, and in the short space of 1 year, the Beatles rose from obscurity to the very forefronts of rock and roll. The This is Brian Hackney on KCPR, and you've got the discography of the Beatles, where in order we're bringing you every single the Beatles ever released. Their fourth single comes out of February 1964, and the title... The Beatles and She Loves You. The premiere of The Beatles in the United States was provided courtesy of Capitol Records, and that premiere has to be historic because in terms of amount of airplay and number of records sold, it became, in the United States, the most popular song of the decade. Just 1 month elapsed. It was March 7th, 1964, when the Beatles reappeared on the national charts.
One, two, three, four!
KCPR, The Beatles. With Twist and Shout, music from 1964, you've got the discography of the Beatles on your campus radio station, KCPR, every single the Beatles ever released. And the year 1964 was the biggest one for the Beatles in terms of the number of singles they released that became hits, 12 in all. They began that incredible year by releasing, in early January, their second album, With the Beatles. It spent 39 weeks in the top 10, and the first single they released from it sailed into the number one slot in Billboard magazine, building the insurmountable momentum that would lead on a collision course with Beatlemania and make them the best-selling group of the year.
Can't buy me love.
Single number 8 from April 1964. We'll continue with the discography of the Beatles in a moment.
Is your nonprofit club, Bob, or organization having an event that you would like to get publicized? Well, KCPR might be just what you've been looking for. Come by the KCPR studios located in the Graphic Arts Building anytime between 8 and 5, Monday through Friday, and fill out an announcement form at least 2 weeks before the event. The announcement form will be instantly sent to our crack staff of creative geniuses, where it will be magically transformed into an on-the-air masterpiece. Why do we do all this, you ask? Because we're here to serve you, the devoted KCPR listener, on your public radio station, KCPR.
Single number 9 from April 1964. Looking at the Beatles in their own words. The Beatles had to put up with enormous pressures early in their careers. Paul McCartney was asked how they survived those early days.
Well, we've been each other's friends for years now, a long time.
I've never met them.
You know, I knew George and John at school.
I don't even know the girl.
And so we are each other's friends, so we get along. You get along
well,
as best friends do, yeah, which is lucky.
Social and music critics were concerned about the image the Beatles portrayed to the impressionable youth of America. Lennon was asked if he tried to set an example for kids.
No, we just sort of behave as normally as we can, you know. We don't feel as though we should preach this and tell them that. You know, let them do what they like.
Single number 11 from 1964.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow.
You're listening to KCPR and the discography of the Beatles, a marking off of every single the Beatles have ever released. This is their 14th from May 1964. The Beatles, and Thank You Girl, their 15th single from May 1964, making number 35 on the Billboard charts. Hello, Brian Hackney on tonight's edition of the discography of the Beatles, counting down every single the Beatles have ever made, in order. The Beatles honed their musicianship and became a real group in the opening years of the 60s by playing in the raunchy clubs of Hamburg, West Germany. They learned to speak the language, met longtime cohorts such as Klaus Voormann, and felt a certain affinity with the country. A few years later, their career skyrocketed, and EMI persuaded them to recut the vocal tracks of two of their first big hits, I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You, in German for release specifically in that country, although the first tune has been on the Something New album for years, until the Beatles Rarities LP, which was released last month, She Loves You, sung in German, had never been released by Capitol in the United States. The song, once released here as a low-quality single on a small label, has been out of print for years and has never been released in stereo in the United States until now. In mid-1964, the band momentarily withdrew from worldwide tours to make their first feature film, A Hard Day's Night. It was a departure from the pop film tradition in that it didn't attempt to portray the Beatles as singing actors in the stereotyped dramatic love situations, a la Elvis Presley or Cliff Richard. Instead, it used documentary techniques linked by surreal episodes to illustrate the actual lifestyle the group was living. The film was a surprise, being both a commercial and critical success. John Lennon's first book, In His Own Right, appeared at this time, and suddenly the Beatles found themselves in the company of various English literary giants. The Beatles had now become the first rock band to bridge the generation gap. They really did appeal to everyone from 8 to 80. And in August 1964, both the album and the title cut from the soundtrack album of A Hard Day's Night imitated former Beatles success and went straight to number one. The Beatles and their very first feature film, A Hard Day's Night, music from 1964. A song that they also released from A Hard Day's Night, Anne Murray has recently recorded. I Only Want to Dance With You, which is incidentally the Beatles' worst single. It only made number 95 in June of 1964. I'm happy just to dance with you. Looking at the Beatles in their own words. The film A Hard Day's Night was met with skepticism from smug critics who felt its completion would support their claim that they were entirely untalented actors. John Lennon was asked if he felt good about the film.
As good as anybody that makes a film who can't act, you know.
Single number 35.
The Sound of the City, KCPR.
Tell me why the Beatles and their 20th single. This is Brian Hackney on KCPR, and you're listening to the discography of the Beatles,
a chronological countdown of
every single the Beatles have ever released. And this is number 21 from August 1964. We'll continue with the discography of the Beatles right after this.
Sir, I don't understand why you're calling.
I just wanted to thank you for your great little booklet, Climbing Your Family Tree.
Oh, well, we're
told
glad
me exactly
that...
how to find out who I am and where I come from.
Fine.
Do you know who I am and where I come from?
No, I don't.
I discovered I'm descended from Snoqualmie royalty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, yes. My ancestors founded Snoqualmie's biggest industry.
Which is?
Carp.
You're saying carp?
Right, and for six generations, my family has ruled over the annual carp fish festival.
I see.
This year, they asked me to be the carp king.
You must be very excited.
You bet. I get to ride in a wheelbarrow and wave a 14-pound,
carp? Mm-hmm.
I owe it all to your booklet, so watch for it in the mail.
The booklet?
No, a 14-pound carp.
Oh, not necessary, sir.
Hey, you help me.
Really?
I'll help you.
No, thanks.
You.
We don't need any help like that.
Now, a free brochure tells you where and how to begin to find your family history. Climbing Your Family Tree is written by the Genealogical Department of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. This free, easy-to-use booklet can be yours by writing Family Tree, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. That's Family Tree, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150.
Single number 23 from August 1964.
KCPR, San Luis Obispo, the San Luis Sound.
I am sitting here watching matchbox holding my clothes.
This is Brian Hackney bringing you the discography of the Beatles, the final presentation of the special programming department for this entire year, where we're marking off every single the Beatles ever released in order. This is their 25th single from October 1964.
Oh,
In the latter half of 1964, Beatles for Sale was released, retreating in format from A Hard Day's Night, which had been composed entirely of original material. Instead, Beatles for Sale featured a mix of songs that were both original and composed by other artists. I Feel Fine and She's a Woman finished 1964 as number one singles in both England and the United States. In England, it was their eighth hit and their sixth consecutive number one. From here on out, the Beatles virtually ignored all outside sources composing every song on their albums, and 64 may have been their biggest year, but the Beatles didn't waste time scoring on the national charts again in 1965. 8 Days a Week appeared on Billboard February 27th and was at number one within 2 weeks. From 1965...